You know, for the younger guys that, you know, haven't started winning yet in the NFL, you know, we just getting our confidence up, you know, in the league. And, you know, for the vets, they just like, yo, we just got to keep going. You know, you can't get satisfied with it. You know, that's one thing, you know, we're trying to learn as, you know, as a rookie group. You know, we can't get satisfied with it. And, you know, for us, we just got to keep on trucking.
Is it nice to be able to not talk about, well, we know we're better than what we've been doing and finally be able to talk about some victories?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's always nice to talk about victories, no matter what. You know, if it's an ugly win or, you know, a bad win, no matter what, it's always good to talk about victories. But, you know, we still got a lot to, you know, to conquer and stuff like that, and we still got a lot of goals to reach. And you know, we still going, and we still trying to get to, you know, where we want to be. We haven't got there yet. We still got a lot to put together. But, you know, we're on the right page.
Trent, this was such an emotional team, the Chiefs, last week. Can they ride that emotion into this game?
Oh yeah, you know with the loss they do have, and you know, and all my condolences out to all the families, and you know, to the Chief family out there, man. You know, to the mom and dad family and stuff too. So, you know, I know you know it's gonna be an emotional game for them, and you know, I know they can ride it on, and you know, they can come out here and you know be a team that you know that can't be stopped. And so we gotta do everything we can, and you know, and try to you know stop them, and you know, they try to bring everything on us on the defense part. So on the offense point, we gotta put up points still.
Do you think that when they take you up and bring Hardesty in for those carries, that that is a really effective change of pace? Like, you know, there's a different style of running?
Well, with Hardesty, when he comes in the game, man, I think he does a tremendous job. And so when I'm out, I have no worries at all when he's in the game. And I think it is a, you know, a change of pace when he get in the game. He's very quick, and he's, you know, he hit the hole real hard, and he's one of them guys that, you know, he's not going to, you know, be taken down by one player. And so Hardesty, when he get in, man, I think it's a whole nother flavor when he get in. And so and he always getting positive yards and breaking long runs. So I'm happy when he do go in.
Hey, Trent, what did it feel like to end that 94-yard drive the way you finished it with those last, whatever, three or four runs?
Oh, it's a good day's work. That's what it felt like, man. You know, so you can take a deep breath, you know, after you come out and be like, man, we did it. And, you know, we fought hard to the end.
Do you feel like that's – I mean, I know you're here to do a lot of things, but that's one of them, to close games out in that fashion?
Oh, yeah, most, you know. That's the one. Y'all funny. But, yeah, I feel like that's one of the reasons that, you know, they did bring me in. And you know, when you got good games like that and, you know, it's out there muddy and it's hard to stay up on your feet and, you know, you come down to the last drive and it's 94 yards, whatever it might be, you take a long drive like that and you punch it in right at the end and, you know, to seal the game, that's what you, you know, feel like you're about here for. You know, that's one of the reasons they did move up to, you know, pick me for number three pick.
Even though there's two games with your ribs where you didn't kind of play the second half, you've got a lot of touches, a lot of carries building up here in this season with four games to go. How are you feeling and how determined are you to just play through everything you can to get to the finish line?
I'm not 100%, but I know in my head that I can't let my team down. And, you know, injured or not, if I feel like I can play and I can play with an injury, I got to keep going. That's what my mama always taught me, you know, never to give up and just keep fighting. And I know I'm going to hurt and I know I'm not at 100%, but my mindset when I'm in the game, I got to do something, you know, and put my team in different situations to win. And so I can't, you know, let my injury, you know, solidify, you know, how I am out there on the field. And, you know, I got to make sure I get the most out of it and make sure, you know, the Cleveland Browns and our whole organization get the most out of me. So, you know, with all the injury I do have, I'm still not going to let it hold me back.
Where are you? Where do you think, if you're not 100%, where do you think you are?
That's tough after every game, you know, the call, man. It's, you know, it's I can't really say I can't put a percentage on it because, you know, I do ache after the game and, you know, and it does hurt a lot. I mean, but it doesn't matter to me. I'll be right for Sunday.
Are you just resigned to the fact that you're not going to be right until the start of the
season?
Oh,
I know I'm not. I know I'm not. You know, it's you really can't heal ribs. And, you know, you just got to heal on his own, but you keep doing the same stuff every week. You know, so it is what it is.
Have you taken a direct shot to that area?
Yeah, I took one last week.
Against Oakland?
Yeah, I took one against Oakland last week. And, you know, I just played through it. And that's one thing I always known, been known to do, and one thing I always, you know, been pushed to do is just fight through it.
When did it happen?
First drive of the Cincinnati game, the second time
no,
played.
When did it happen last week?
Probably like the second drive we had, I had caught the pass, the first pass from Brandon. Okay. He had threw me the ball, and I think the linebacker just waiting right there, and he just hit me in my ribs, and Ashley ran them over, and I just came out to tackle and spun off of him, and I just came out of it. So.
Was it hard to get used to wearing that flak jacket?
You know, at first it was kind of difficult, but now it's like, you know, it's just something, it's a part of me right now, so I'm not sweating it at all. You know, it just, you know, limited me from putting it in my left hand, you know, like I used to a lot. Most of the time I care about my right hand now, so, and I got to get out of that because I'm starting to get used to just carrying in my right hand, so I can't wait till I can, you know, finally get this off and then be able to switch in my left hand. I can start using my stiff one more, too, so.
So you've been around a lot of great athletes, whether it was at Bama or here. Where does Josh Gordon rate amongst those guys?
Josh Gordon is up there, man, and he can be much better, and he know it. And so he's climbing that mountain, man, where he's going to be one of the greats, and, you know, people are going to say that, you know, Well, they had Josh Gordon on Cleveland Browns, and he did this and that. And, you know, he's going to be one of them guys that you always, you know, talk about when you talk about Cleveland Browns. So he's getting up there.
Trey, did you watch the show last night? And what do you think of a behind-the-scenes look at the Browns?
I did watch the show, and I thought it was pretty good, man. And, you know, they did a lot of stuff on us, man. And, you know, he was said a lot of positive things and, you know, said a lot about, you know, our owner and stuff like that, you know, how positive he is and, you know, how he want the team in, you know, which direction, you know, for us, you know, to just look at the show from the outside, you know, for us not to just be in the show, for us to look at as fans, the TV and stuff like that, TV shows. You know, that's big to us, you know, to see, you know, people talk about us in a positive way, even though that our season haven't been what we wanted to be. That's still positive things, you know, they're saying about us and, you know, brighten our days up.
Do you know Alfred Marshall?
Yeah, I grew up with Alfred. Yeah. I grew up with Alfred, and me and him always played Little League, you know, Little League against each other. What was it, basketball, football? We always, you know, grew up playing against each other, high school football. He always been one of them guys, man, I always sell out when it comes to, you know, being a football player. He always doing the right thing, and he always been a positive guy. He always been one of them hard guys to take down, too. He was always bigger than everybody when we was playing Little League football and, you know, high school football, so everybody didn't want to hit him.
Are you surprised at all?
I'm not surprised at all, man. He was doing the same thing in college. People just, you know, didn't know, you know, what he was doing because he was at a smaller college and the people didn't, you know, look at him as much. I mean, but Alfred always been consistent, and that's him.
What do you see out of this Kansas City defense?
They're a team that like to flow to the ball. And, you know, they try to, you know, sometimes they try to two-gap it, but their linebackers are coming downhill and trying to float to the ball every time they get a chance to. They got Eric Berry over there, and I played him when he was in college, and I always known him to be a knockout hit. He always tried to knock you out, and I played with Javier. He's a real competitor, and Javier, he never give up.
After winning two in a row, is there a belief in here that you guys have momentum going and you know, can get three in a row?
No, I think it's a belief, Joe, just with the team, you know, and just us gelling together. Mm-hmm. You know, we started to put games together and we started, you know, realize that, you know, everybody started trusting themselves and, you know, realizing that, hey, we can do it. And we can compete with anybody, no matter how young we are, no matter what they say about us, you know, we in every game. It ain't like we getting blown out. So we just got to, you know, finish. And that's one thing that we started believing. So it's starting to come together.
You saw Johnny Football in person. Should he win the Heisman?
You know what, man? For him to be so young, man, and him doing it like he is, man, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't win. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he did win. And, you know, for me, I like him, and I like the way he played football. But, you know, I still root for Manatee as, you know, one of my best friends, for real, man. You know, but, you know, I do root for Johnny Football, too. If I was a voter, he'll get my vote, too, so.
Hey, when you were talking about playing through all these injuries, do you think that you've earned a lot of respect by doing that?
I don't know. That's for y'all to decide. I just go out there and play football like I know how to play. And, you know, like I said, I'm blessed. And so God let me go out there another day and play football. I'm out there to play.